Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Community Ministry, where your host is Pastor Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you stopped by. I see the switchboards are lit up. Praise God, praise God. If you know someone that would be interested in listening to this program, give them a call. This is the number, area code 646-716-4389. That number again to call in is 646-716-4389. If anyone would like to even participate in the program today, all you have to do is hit 1 on your keypad or your telephone, and I will bring you in. I will see when you come up. Okay, without any further ado, gracious Father, we thank you today for this broadcast. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that we'll be talking about prayer today, dear Heavenly Father. We give you the praise this morning. We give you the glory, dear Heavenly Father, because it's not about us. It's about you, dear Heavenly Father, serving a risen Savior that's in the world today, that have given us an opportunity to pray and to be able to do what you have called for us to do. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being a good God, a merciful God, a kind God, an all-knowing God. And we just thank you for being there for us. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, and thank God. Well, today, our topic is, it's praying time. Others are listening. It is praying time. We're living in the last and the evil days. We're living in perilous time. Others are listening when we pray. For one, Jesus is listening when we pray. And if you're praying out loud, others are listening to what you are saying. I know others are listening today as I go forth with the broadcast. You know, the word of God says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praise unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prisons was shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's band was loose. Paul and Silas were arrested for disturbing the peace. After being stripped and beaten, they were thrown into jail and chained to the wall, as was customs in the first century prison. Paul and Silas passed the long, painful night praying. How many of you all on last night was going through something and you just started out praying in the midnight hour that Jesus was hearing your prayer? Well, we come to tell you today, even in the midnight hour, God will hear your prayer. Even at 12 noon, 3, 6 p.m., God and others will hear your prayer. You know, over in Luke, the 18th chapter and verse 1, it says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint. That went for us women too, that we ought to pray and not faint. Over in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17, it says, pray without ceasing. And over in 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, if my people, that's his people, which are called by his name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways, then will they hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. You know, even in 1 Corinthians 16:11, it says, seek the Lord and his strength seek his face continuously. When you seek his face, that means you are praying before your almighty God, Yahweh, Yahshua, our Father, which is in heaven. You know, 1 Samuel 12 and 23 say, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray. But I will teach you the good and the right way. Here he letting us know. He would all you got to do is ask him. Go before God and ask him, teach me how to pray and what to pray for. You know, there is no deliverance from Egypt bondage without prayer. No Samuel the prophet without prayer. No fire from heaven without prayer. No manna from heaven without prayer. There is no revival without prayer. That means that lets you know we are to pray before we do anything. Before I came to this line this morning, I had already prayed that God would intervene on this line this morning, that prayer will come forth like never before, that people going to be calling in or will be listening. I know you say others are listening. Yes, it's praying time because others are listening. As we go forth before our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father is listening. Others are listening. And what we have to do is go before God like never before, because he is listening to every word that we say. So today our podcast is, it's praying time. Others are listening. And our tag words today is listening, midnight, praying. You may have a particular time that you pray, but we are to always pray and not faint. No matter what time you come before God, you can lift up a prayer. He will lift up a standard. You know, can you imagine the impression Paul and Silas action had on their fellow prisoners? In the midst of horrifying circumstances, these two men still praise God, chained up to the wall, but they could still offer up a prayer. Here, they had painful nights praying. They were singing hymns to God. And here, the other prisoners were listening. That's why I say others are listening. Here, when they was praying there in the Roman jail, God heard them. The prisoners heard them. And I'm pretty sure at that time they stopped whatever they was doing and listened to what Paul and Silas had to say to their God. You know, here they had been beaten. They were bloody, chained to prison wall. Didn't have a first aid kit to come to their rescue. Didn't have a nurse or doctor that came in and bandaged up their wound. They had to turn it totally over to Jesus, their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, here they prayed and they sung hymns, chained up to the wall. So now if they were chained to the wall, both arms, hands, they may have had their feet chained, but here they could, in their mind, in their heart, they could open up a praise, a prayer unto God. And God heard their prayer. How many of you all out there in computer land today, telephone land today, that have prayed and God answered your prayer? Are you praying right now? Pray for this broadcast that others will tune in, that others will listen. To know we're living in the last day, and it's praying time. It's not time to be cute. It's time to get ugly for the Lord, as I would say it, ugly. Just get natural bone ugly. If you got to cry, if you got to hide, you do whatever you got to do to get your prayer through to God. You move all the evil forces out of the way and tap in to where God wants you to be today. When I think about how they was chained up to the wall, and here people every day is not bound up and chained up like they were, and they won't pray. They want you to send all the prayers up for them, but they won't even stop and take a time to pray for themselves. You know, that's a sad situation. Even when the earthquake, the doors opened and their bonds was unfastened. Here, God heard their prayer. Here, God unlocked the door for them. Here, God made a way out of no way through prayer. Oh, my. It's time. It's praying time, you all. It's not time to play. It's praying time. No matter where you are, if you're in your car right now, send up a prayer, even for the people around you, for road rage, everything, for your family, for those sick, those in the nursing home, those that you don't even know. Pray for your government. Pray for your senator, your mayors. It's praying time, you all. Not just your 1, 2, 3, 4, and no more. It's praying time. You know, when you think about God heard their prayer, the doors opened up. Nobody but God could do that. The God was scared because he wanted to kill himself because he couldn't figure out. He knew he was going to be accused of letting them out. But you see how God can orchestrate things. Here, their bonds was unfastened. No one escaped. When the jailer went to kill himself, Paul cried out, "We are all here. We didn't leave because the God made a way out of no way. We right here. The prisoners are listening to us pray. They're listening to us singing." And just think about that. How Paul and Silas did their greatly affected those around them. You know, when you pray, that can affect others around you because God will drop it in your spirit and with discernment. You praying, but God will start putting in your spirit. Pray for Miss So-and-so. Pray for Mr. So-and-so. Pray for so-and-so child. Pray for so-and-so. Don't you know your prayers just rebuke an accident on the freeway? Your prayers just save someone from taking their own life. Your prayers. It's praying time. Others are listening. You know, to someone like me who has spent time in prayer and asking God to heal people, set them free, deliver them. You know, even when we have the perfect opportunity, when someone calls in the middle of the night, 4 day in the morning, say, "Can you pray for me? Or I'm going through," and they're crying. So all you do is start out praying, and God will give you what to say. You may not know the situation and the circumstance, but don't you know prayer changes situation and condition? If we would only pray, do what God have commissioned each and every one of us to do, you will be surprised. You know, miracles come through fasting and praying. My. When Luke penned this passage, he left the readers with the impression that no one escaping was a direct result of having listened to Paul and Silas pray and sing to God. You know, sometimes more powerful and compelling than a shot at freedom was happening in their lives. You would be surprised on what your prayers would do. Don't get on Facebook when somebody asks you to pray and say, "I'm praying," and don't offer up a prayer. Say a prayer right then and there. If they had bold enough, had enough unction, had enough faith to get on Facebook, "If I can get 5 people to pray for me and I'm praying for myself, that's going to help me." So pray. God will give you intervene. If that person don't tell you what they're praying for, pray. Because you don't know what situation they in right there. They might have just got kidnapped and was able to text on their cell phone, "Help, I need prayer." You just don't know what we are going through these days. We are living in the last, in the evil days. We are living in perilous times. So we ought to always be found praying. I didn't say you have to be out talking out loud. You can be in your car. You can be in your bathroom, in your bedroom, on your job, in front of your desk. Somebody pass and slip a note to you. "Would you send up a prayer for me?"
You might exit yourself and go to the bathroom because you don't know how you're going to be able to contain yourself. So you might just step on out and take you a bathroom break and just go to giving it to God. Our God is a big God all over the universe. While one is praying here, one is over in Argentina praying. One is over in Las Vegas praying. It's another one over in Carolina praying. You know, that prayer is prayer chain. When you start praying, it starts pop, 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 pop. It starts going around the world. In India, that need a prayer, that need to get a prayer through. But you just pray. Just keep praying and lead. God will lead you to what to pray for. You know, what about you? Just think about it. Some of you on the line today need a miracle. Some of you on the line today need to express your prayer. What's wrong with praying for yourself and calling someone that you know can touch heaven today and pray on your behalf? Even if it's somebody want to call in on this broadcast today, before we end this broadcast, we would love to pray for you. And if I'm not the one to pray for you, if it's somebody else, a caller that the God have auction to pray for you, I'll gladly bring them in. Just so long the prayer get through. We ain't going to worry about the prince of the air pray. We going to pray through the day. We're not going to give up. Are you praising God in the midst of horrifying situation that you might be going through today? Don't you know, if you just get up and start praising God, take your mind off of the situation that's going on. Start raising your hand. Start giving him praise. Start giving him glory. No matter what it is you've been praying about or you need to pray, start praying and just start lifting your hands and let the Lord just take you, your mind and your spirit to another atmosphere, to another elevation in the spirit. And you'd be surprised when you finally come back down to yourself. And you realize that, oh, well, what just happened? You know, if you still on that page, you know, but you might not be on that page. You might be still up in cloud 9, as I would say, cloud 10, because God have come in and prepared a way for you where you didn't know no way. How many times have you heard of people say they got to the grocery store? I'm just going to use some examples, throw some out to you today. They went to the grocery store and all they had was $5 to their name. But they needed to buy food for that day, not next week, just today. And God, they said a prayer over that $5. They said $5 over that prayer. God, in turn, whoo, Jesus, got somebody want to come on and talk with a minute. Whoo, I'm fired up today. Whoo. Carla, you are on the air. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Pastor Sadie.
You talk
about that grocery store experience. I had that yesterday. I was taking someone else to the grocery store to help them out get what they needed, and I happened to talked to a young lady. We were talking about how beautiful she looked at everything, and I was looking. I just have to tell y'all what I was looking for. I was looking for some hog head cheese, okay? And I couldn't find it. And the young lady that we started talking to, she said, oh, girl, it's right there. I get that all the time. I love hog head cheese. So when we got up to the register, I got there, and I was taking care of the other people who I brought to the store business, paying for their stuff, but I didn't have the money to pay for my hog head cheese. So I left it on the counter, and as God has it, that same young lady came up and she said, so you're not getting a hog head cheese? I said, no, baby. I said, I really don't have the cash with me to get that right now. She told the sales clerk, put it on my bill. put it on my bill. When you
tell
do
me
what
God do it.
You do a good turn, because all we did was tell her how beautiful she looked. We was praising her, and in the end, we got a blessing. We got a blessing. And I'm telling you, although I wasn't praying about that, I've been praying about other things, and God is just working it out. You know, I tell people that the principalities are working against me Sometimes we had a beautiful day yesterday. The Lord just blessed and was glorified in all he did. And I get home, I get here this morning, phones start to ringing. Number one, family in Virginia got problems going on. And then I get later on, someone else calls me and tells me what that's going on for them. And I just started praying. But then, you know, something that I've been waiting for to get some action on, God sent a phone call. My Bible reading said my days were already ordained. So today's ordination was God had already put this person in place to answer a prayer that I've been asking God for. Call me this morning. When I finished talking to him, he said, we're going to work on that. We're going to get that done for you.
Praise God. Praise God. See,
because
that's the kind of God we serve.
And helping others. Praying for others to be helped.
And I know what prayer would do, talking about that $5, I know I was going through a trying time, had acquired my grandchildren, daughter had passed, and in between, not able to work, had a surgery, and all I had was $5. I said, God, I have to buy something in here for us to eat. Now, I'm telling you about Sadie. I'm telling you a testimony on Sadie on what prayer would do. And I prayed over that $5, and I went to the grocery store. Didn't even have a car at the time. They had picked up my car. First time I ever had something picked up for me in my life. Picked up my car, asked the neighbor would they take me to the store, and they took me. So I went on. I said, well, God, what can I get with this $5? And I'm not a tomato gravy eater, but I said, well, if I get some ground meat and some tomato sauce and some spaghetti, stuff like that, that'll go for the rest of the day or whatever. One thing about the next day was just for that day. So as I got that, I put it in the basket. I couldn't tote much because they told me I couldn't hold over 10 pounds, and I know it wasn't 10. But the lady who took me, she kept putting stuff in my little carry-on basket. So finally, I made it up to the front and got a great big basket, and I pushed it. She was standing up at the meat counter. She said, well, I was wondering when you was going to go get another basket, but I still wasn't thinking about what she was really saying. So when we get to the counter, my testimony, when we get to the counter, I put my little, they say, my little three, four things up there so I could pay with my $5. She told the cashier, just keep going, keep going. And I kept saying, baby, I don't have money for all that you putting up on that. Little did I know, I prayed with that $5. But here God intervened and gave me a whole basket of groceries with the $5 for me, my grandchildren, and my son. I went home when I didn't know, when I didn't realize it. Then when I got out the car, I said, well, she paid for my thing. Let me give her this $5. And they kept bringing the baskets into my apartment. And I said, well, this is not mine. She said, yes, ma'am, that's yours. I hadn't had a rose, all kind of little stuff that people take for granted. It was a luxury for us to have all these different items that we couldn't afford to get. But I'm showing what prayer will do. When you pray, woo, have faith that he will unlock doors. We may have somebody else on the line that would like to give a testimony before we close out our program today. Because, you know, can others around you see the powerful and compelling work of God in your life? What do others come away with when they listen to you and to your testimony? Then let them know God did it for me. He did it for my caller on the line. He can do it for you. Anybody on this line, it just don't have to be at the grocery store. It could be a job. It could be your rent. It could be your utility bill. It could be or something you praying for a loved one to be taken off a drug, to come up out of the street. It's so many things that we need to pray for because it's praying time. Others are listening. So if there is anyone else would like to say anything today before we end our broadcast today on It's Praying Time, Others Are Listening, this is a true fact. I'm a living witness. A caller just called on the line to let you know what prayer would do. If you're even in your ministry, you might be going through some things right now. Pray about it. Don't run around town everywhere talking about it. Just pray about it. Go to God in prayer because he is a miracle-working God. I'm a living witness. If I have not been praying all these years, staying
on my face to God. And he working miracle after miracle. He's an almighty God, you all. And I give him praise today. I give
Amen.
Him the glory today. Because he's just so wonderful. And I thank
Amen.
God for the caller that called in. I want to thank God for the blessing and the miracle that he opened up on her behalf. For others, because what she's praying about has been for others. And I'm asking God to come in and intervene in the situation going on in Virginia right now. We know God can do it. He can handle it. Whatever it is, he can handle it. And before we close out, is it anyone would like to say prayer on the line? I'll give them an opportunity. If not, I'll pray. Well, praise God. Gracious Father, we come this morning in the most humblest way we know how. We come lifting up you and this broadcast and every caller that came on this line today, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you opening them doors for them right now. Even with the caller having a situation going on in Virginia, dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop by right now, dear Heavenly Father. You know the person's name. You know the address, dear Heavenly Father. You already know the situation they're going through, dear Heavenly Father. We ask you to come in and intervene right now, dear Heavenly Father, and everyone else on this call today, dear Heavenly Father. You know what they're experiencing right now. You know that they need a miracle in their life, and they know prayer is the key. So, Lord, I'm asking you for them and myself to open doors for us like never before, dear Heavenly Father. Give us what we need when we need it and how we need it, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for this broadcast today, dear Heavenly Father. It's praying time. Others are listening, and we know others are listening to us on this line today, dear Heavenly Father. And I give you the praise today, and I give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray, amen, and thank God. Well, we are planning on having another, in Jesus' name, exciting topic for next week. Stay tuned to Joy and Peace. Until next week, be blessed. You know, I always tell you, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. And until next week, be blessed. Love each and every one of you all. Bye-bye.
There's another number listed, and you can touch with him. If you don't mind.